Behind the scenes, however, Meade launched an intensive investigation to determine if that was really the case. He ordered Dahlgren's personal effects left behind at his base camp packed up and rushed to his headquarters so they could be thoroughly searched for incriminating evidence. He had Pleasanton and Patrick scour their files for all instructions the young colonel received. Meade also grilled Kilpatrick on what orders he gave Dahlgren and on whether his subordinate delivered instructions to his men to torch Richmond and kill its top officials. Kilpatrick adamantly insisted he and Dahlgren never issued such orders. On April 1st, Lee delivered to Meade a letter with photocopies of the Dahlgren documents enclosed, asking if the U.S. government had authorized this mission. Meade wrote back on April 17th, denying that Washington, Kilpatrick, or himself had ever ordered the burning of Richmond and the assassination of its leaders. In private, however, Meade wondered if Dahlgren had been involved in a plot approved by higher-ups. Meade had not been in the meeting Kilpatrick had with Lincoln, where the operation was discussed. No document linked Lincoln to any wider plot. But the president had approved Butler's earlier raid, and the general's instructions to Wistar included destroying buildings and capturing Davis and other senior officials. Patrick was convinced the Dahlgren papers were genuine. So was McEntee, who had been with Kilpatrick on the mission and who told Patrick the papers correspond with what Dahlgren told him, the provost marshal wrote in his diary. Whatever the truth in this pretty ugly piece of business, Meade was determined, he wrote his wife, that my skirts should be clear. Van Loo adamantly believed Confederates had fabricated the Dahlgren papers to inflame the Southern people, she said. After all, these were the same officials who filled Libby prison with dynamite to commit mass murder. She read the March 8th issue of the Richmond Examiner, which described the ghoulish treatment of Dahlgren's remains. Not only had someone chopped his finger off to filch his ring, the Examiner and other papers proudly reported, but Dahlgren's body had been stripped naked, dumped in a shallow, muddy hole near where he had been killed, and covered with dirt. The body was later dug up and taken to the York River Railroad Depot for a ghastly public viewing before being hauled off to a hidden grave for a dog's burial. Van Loo visited the train station to view the desecrated body and the artificial leg on display. It sickened her. The heart of every loyal person was stirred to its depths, she wrote. She and other members of her ring, like Lohman and Rowley, began talking about what they should do to right this terrible wrong. They decided to find Dahlgren's grave, exhume the body, and give it a proper burial.